are working on those issues.
Very good. Dr. Monteith, for whom I have tremendous regard, it said that you and Hope Marston were doing very important work, and I concur, and I thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us. Our guest Friday will be Warren Smith, and we will be talking about the emerging church. And thank you for joining us this week on My Perspective.
To the Micro Effect?
Yeah, I listen all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I had to go buy a new computer just so I could tune in.
Yeah, I gotta get me one too.
Maybe we should build a radio station.
Yeah, then everybody could tune in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Stay tuned to the Micro
AIDS epidemic, and back to Dr. Davis, who actually had a treatment for AIDS, and all the problems he had with our government. They try to run some trials here in the United States to see if the treatment worked. Now, I don't know whether it worked or not, but they had excellent results in Africa. There was every reason to believe it might have been effective, and yet every barrier was put in the way of trying to come up with a program that would allow him to treat, to determine whether he could prove the system worked here in the United States. So let's go to Mr. Burns, who certainly knows something about this, having been involved indirectly with Dr. Davis. Thank you so very much for being with us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Why don't you just go right ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and then about this treatment that was used.
I originally got involved with Dr. Davis when I saw a news report on Channel 5 in Washington, D.C. that talked about his goat serum. I also saw a news report about a little girl named Precious Thomas who was suffering from AIDS and needed help. So I contacted the Channel 5 and got an address for Dr. Davis. I sent him a letter asking him if he could help Precious Thomas. He called me back. We talked, and Precious Thomas did, in fact, go to see him. Her viral load dropped to zero for 8 months. And since I had gotten in touch with Dr. Davis, I felt that his development was so advanced that it needed to be brought to the masses. Please understand that I'm not a doctor. I have no medical background. My background was on a humanitarian basis solely. I sent a total of 9 people to Dr. Davis. He treated all 9. One of the individuals went back to his old habits and started having unprotected sex with every female he could find. And I felt as though instead of helping the issue, that I really hurt it, because instead of trying to help one individual, I hurt a bunch of women, because he infected those women, and he's no longer with us today. But there is a female in Laredo, Texas, who saw Dr. Davis. She got one injection a day for 5 days. She went back to Laredo, Texas, and to this date, her viral load is still at zero.
All right, fine. In case for our listeners out there, the viral load shows whether or not the virus is there and replicating, and they have a very sophisticated techniques they use to follow the viral load. How about the other patients that were you set for? Any of those helped as well?
Most of the people that Dr. Davis treated, they get treated and they go on about their lives, and you don't hear any more from them. You know, if you can understand an individual that's infected with the AIDS virus, he doesn't want anybody, or she doesn't want anybody, to know that they have the AIDS virus. So when they get treated, they just move on with their lives, and you never hear from them again.
All right. Now, wasn't this used over in Africa in certain places?
It was. He had used it in Ghana, and he had used it in Tanzania. And every patient that he used it on, it actually helped them. In fact, Dr. Davis told me that patients that were on their dying bed would get his serum, and they would get up off their bedside and go back to work just like normal people.
And you might wonder why, if something like this, you know, miracle treatment was available, why it hadn't been popularized, but maybe it wasn't popularized for a very real reason. We'll be right back.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section at Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the food we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh, did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. To try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse formula risk-free, call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Here, and our guest this afternoon, they've known Dr. Davis. And was Dr. Davis in the military? Was he in the Navy or what?
Yes, he was in the Navy. He was a captain in the Naval Reserve.
I see, because I had somebody sent me a picture of it after he passed away. Well, certainly this was used in Africa, and with apparently very, very good results. And why don't you explain to our listeners what this serum was, this goat serum?
Dr. Davis would inject into the goat the AIDS virus itself. He would let it incubate for 6 to 8 weeks. He would extract the antibody from the goat. He would then send it through a purification process. And once it went through the centrifuge and purification process, there would be a solid gray liquid in the bottle of the vial. and there would be a clear liquid in the top. The clear liquid in the top was actually the serum that he used on the patients that he treated.
All right, fine. So we just give them this. And these were similar to many of the treatments that were used many, many years ago for various diseases, using the antibodies from animals, certainly. And although sometimes you can get to an immune problem with it, sometimes you can't. The toxoid that we use for diphtheria and tetanus actually is grown in horses. They're injected. They come up then with the... It used to be, of course, that they would inject it into horses and get an anti-serum. How they purified it, I've forgotten. But, I mean, certainly so many of the things that we initially used in the way of vaccines or toxoids to create an immunity in people came from animal sources. So this is not that far out of treatment. And the fact that this was beneficial when there is no effective treatment for AIDS today, or these medications they give people will cause them to live a lot longer, but many times there are all sorts of complications. And this is just such a simple procedure. What was it, four or five shots? And then, of course, monitoring them afterwards.
Yeah, it was one injection a day, and he told the patients that a half an hour, 20 minutes to a half an hour after they received the injection, and the injection was just like you test for TB. It was a small needle that was injected right up underneath the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that 20 to 30 minutes after they got the injection, they'd feel this surge of energy that they never had before, and it wouldn't go away. And they got one injection a day for 1 week. They returned to where they lived, and they all got better.
Well, now, he ran into all sorts of problems, though, trying to get permission to run studies here in the United States, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He was trying to get FDA to allow him to do clinical trials here in the States. And what the FDA done was they would send him a list of questions. He would send back the answers to those questions only for the FDA to follow up shortly thereafter with another list of questions. And it was a vicious cycle whereby it didn't seem as though he was never going to be able to satisfy FDA to allow them to let him do clinical trials in the United States.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know whether you realize it, but of course the FDA has an unwritten policy that nobody is ever allowed to get a new major drug on the market unless they come from one of the major drug companies, because the FDA is in bed with these drug companies. And ordinarily when you leave the FDA, you go to work for the drug company at a very high salary or get a golden parachute or very well rewarded. So they have effectively blocked effective treatments for cancer, as they did with Dr. Pazinski, and I suspect there are other treatments for AIDS as well that have been effectively blocked. In fact, I know there are. My good friend Dr. Day has a treatment completely different, but she claims, and I have never found anything she ever said to be false, that a number of people who've been on her dietary regime have cleared their AIDS and are completely well today. But the one thing the people in government do not want, I believe, is an effective treatment for AIDS, because this is a very effective means of population control, and it targets certain specific groups, and it targets blacks, and it targets homosexuals. And I think the homosexuals suspect what's going on. I think a lot of blacks do. But unfortunately, when you try to tell people about the population control agenda, why people just sort of, they shake their heads, and as you must be mad, because nothing could be that evil. And yet, did Dr. Davis begin to suspect, you know, that there was an organized effort not to allow him to determine if this was going to help people?
Oh, certainly. That's the reason why he left and went outside the U.S. to try to get clinical trials accomplished outside the U.S. And I'm convinced that his serum will help people. Dr. Davis said that just as with TB, once you contract AIDS virus, you'll always test positive for AIDS, but he can get the viral load down to zero whereby you have an immune system and you have a normal quality of life. And I've seen it happen in everybody that he's treated, so I know firsthand that it helps people. And I just can't believe that our society or our government would prevent someone from getting this treatment to make them better. But when you look at it realistically, you know, it's better for the pharmaceutical industry to keep having someone come back buying medicine as opposed to just getting a five-day treatment and then they go on about their business, because there's no money to be made from, you know, finding something that effectively treats AIDS. The money is involved in, you know, the constant treatment of the AIDS virus and keeping them coming back, paying all of this money for these protease inhibitors.
Well, I think your studies is a multi-billion-dollar business, and I'm sure that this may be part of the motivation, but I spent a decade of my life trying to get the effective public health policies implemented here in the United States and elsewhere that would have stopped the spread of the disease. After all, as a physician and knowing a little bit about public health and with some very good advice from some very smart people, it was very obvious that if you'd used the standard public health measures for AIDS that you'd used with syphilis and gonorrhea and other communicable sexually transmitted diseases, we could have stopped this disease almost immediately, exactly as they were able to stop the SARS epidemic, you know, not too long ago. How did they do it? Why, very simply, they isolated the people who had the disease, and they stopped them from spreading it to others as long as they were communicable. And, of course, with AIDS, you don't necessarily have to isolate the people, but you certainly need to identify who has the disease and let them know that if they spread this disease, they're going to prison for the rest of their life. And that is certainly what you have to do. We've done that with tuberculosis. We've done that with typhoid. But, of course, every effort was made to block the implementation of effective public health methods and to let this disease spread to the point where we already lost over 500,000 people in America and tens of millions throughout the world. So, I mean, it's very difficult to believe that anything could be this evil and this well-organized and have the complete support of the American media. But unfortunately, that indeed is the case. And the U.S. Public Health Service and the CDC and the FDA and many of our government agencies are complicit in this. But then many people there are also interested in what initially I did not recognize. And that is the fact that there is a population control agenda, because they believe there are too many people in the world, and we've got to cut back dramatically on the number of people if we're going to be able to sustain the society as we would like to have it. Well, certainly, did Dr. Davis have any help when he was over in Africa? Were the governments there, the people anxious to cooperate and to help him?
The governments over there was assisting him. Everywhere that Dr. Davis went outside the U.S., some organization or someone would try to tag onto him his development to say that, you know, because they knew that there's billions of dollars in, you know, that could be made if this ever came to reality and came to the masses. And then at some point or another, they all, greed set in, and they all would abandon, you know, Dr. Davis, or he would leave them. And then they would claim that it was their development. And you got people in London, you got people in Ghana and elsewhere that have claimed that they had the goat serum, and I just don't know whether that's true or not. I do know that there were people that were associated with him at first. The over in Tanzania, when he was doing clinical trials, the government was assisting him, but then they had a change of regime over there, and a new government took over, so he had to leave Tanzania, and all of the documentation that he had, he wasn't able to get out of the country with him.
Now, where was he making this serum? Was he making it in Africa? Did he make it here in the United States? Did he have a farm to raise the goats? How did he go about doing that?
He did have, he had a place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was on an Indian reservation, that he was making the goat serum. And when his story aired on Fox 5 News and the FDA got involved, they sent a team down to Tulsa, and they said that they had to kill the goats because he was doing something that was illegal and wasn't sanctioned by the FDA, and they didn't know what effect the goats would have from being injected with the AIDS virus.
No, we got to look after those goat folk first. This is the same sort of thing that they've used to actually squelch effective treatments for cancer. And, of course, really, we have give you example after example how the federal government has suppressed effective treatments for cancer. After all, at the beginning of the last century, why one in every 33 people got cancer. In other words, that was about 3% of the population would get cancer, and today it's 50% of the population gets cancer. And we got a war on cancer, but the question is, do we have a war that's to discourage cancer or to encourage cancer? And I would like to suggest the latter. They've effectively blocked cancer treatments. If you haven't ever read the Fitzgerald Report, we got it. Been suppressed for 53, 54 years. Fitzgerald Report, you'll find it included in my one of my newsletters. We'll be back in just a moment.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
AIDS, I think a lot of people have sort of forgot it, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But fortunately, Mr. Raymond Burns, who is our guest, you know, has maintained his interest in this. And as he began to observe this, it was very difficult for him to accept the fact that there seemed to be people in government who were doing everything they could to block the implementation and the utilization of a serum that was actually certainly helping, and in some cases perhaps even curing patients with AIDS. And they would even send a team down, of course, to kill the goats, and without agreeing at least to try and see if it would work. If they were really concerned about the AIDS epidemic, wouldn't you think that they would give a trial and allow this to be evaluated? But if you understand that this has nothing to do with treatment of AIDS, after all, if you had a treatment, it wouldn't be such a good means of population control, would it? Are there really people who would feel this way? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, that's NSSM 200, it is available on the Internet, came out in 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger, but we actually carry it through Radio Liberty. We have it nicely bound, and you get it to us. So if you'd like to get it, the NSSM, National Security Study Memorandum 200, official government policy, there are too many people in the world, or we're going to have to stop the growth of the population in other countries. And as a matter of fact, although it not necessarily stated, but inferred, is right here in America, too, especially under groups of people that at least the elite feel are not worthy of life. Well, Mr. Burns, have you talked to other people about this and expressed your concern about the way Dr. Davis was handled, about the fact that people who would have a treatment open that might very well save their lives were deprived of that right by official government policy?
I have, in fact, talked to many people. Most of the time when I talk to people about Dr. Davis and his development, the first thing they tell me is, yeah, right. If there was something like that that could help people, the FDA would have allowed it to happen and it would be available to the masses. Or they look at me like, you know, well, if you stop taking those drugs you're taking, you wouldn't be hallucinating like this. But, you know, it's hard to get people to understand. If you had asked me 8 years ago if my government would actually be stopping the cure of something or holding back on an effective treatment, I would have told you, no, my government was too humane to do that. But now I know better. And just as I know that there's something out here that can help these patients suffering from AIDS, I believe that there's something out here that can help or cure cancer. But if you've got people continuously donating money to, you know, research and development, then if you dry up that money and find a cure, then the people stop sending their money for research and development. So I wish I knew the answer, but I just don't.
Well, maybe we'll get you to start listening to Radio Liberty, because we do this 5 hours a day, and you know, I don't know why we're still doing it, because I'm surprised they haven't come after us to try to silence us, and maybe they will, but I like to think that maybe the prayers of our listeners are keeping us going. But for our listener out there, if you have not yet read the Fitzgerald Report, included in the Congressional Record in 1953, it is in our January 2007 newsletter. It's posted on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And basically, we just talked about all the treatments that were available for cancer in 1953. which were being suppressed and are still being suppressed today. Incredible as it may seem, there really are people who don't want a treatment for cancer any more than they want a treatment for AIDS, any more than they want a treatment for so many of the other diseases that plague humanity today, because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. So if you want to get the information on the Fitzgerald Report and cancer, different subject, but certainly the principles are the same. And I'll admit I had a hard time believing this for many years. Like Mr. Burns, I didn't want to believe anything could be this crass and indifferent and inhumane until I went to the CDC and spent several days there talking to the people of the CDC on the AIDS issue, and realized that they had no intention of doing anything to stop the spread of this dreadful disease. In fact, their purpose was they were not there to stop this.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If constipation and a sluggish body are affecting your life, then do what hundreds of thousands of people have done. Try Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse. If you want to clean out the 27 feet of intestinal tract in your body and clear out the waste matter that's been lying in your abdomen for up to 40 hours, then you need Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse. Developed by Dr. Ritter, this cleansing program will revitalize your digestive system and provide your body with healthy ingredients that keep your system flowing. To try this incredible program for free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. Just pay shipping and handling, and the next 2 weeks' supply will be free. So call now, 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525 for your free 2 week supply of Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Mr. Raymond Burns. We're talking about the AIDS epidemic. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, a comment, give us a call. My number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Is it really possible that they would be suppressing a treatment for AIDS? Well, and Chris, is it really possible that they have an organized program even to confuse people as to whether the AIDS epidemic is real? I got an email this morning sharply critical of me for not accepting Dr. Duesberg's position that there really is no AIDS epidemic. Nobody's dying of AIDS. They're all being killed by the medication. It's a plot on the part of the drug companies to sell medication. There is no HIV infection in the world today. It is all a government and a drug company plot. And nobody's dying of this disease. It really is very, very clever arguments. And I was severely chastised because I believe in an AIDS epidemic, and I do not agree with Dr. Duesberg, who cannot get any grants from the government, you know, because of his position. Of course, they don't mention it. Dr. Duesberg was part of the CIA government organization that created this disease. At least his name is listed in the special virus cancer program, a list of the doctors who did the research that led to the development of this terrible, terrible epidemic. Is he playing a part, or does he really believe there is no AIDS epidemic? I don't know what's in his heart. I do know that Dr. Duesberg has refused to debate me and even went so far as to threaten to walk out of a radio studio if I was allowed to appear on the air with him. Well, be that as it may, people are dying. They're dying throughout the world, and I believe they're dying unnecessarily. In Botswana today, 46% of the pregnant women there, and they test every woman because they have an excellent health care system in Botswana, and 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected, and they're almost all going to die. And, of course, at least 25% of the adult population of South Africa is infected, and even larger numbers in Matsatland and certainly the other countries, Swaziland there in the southern part of Africa, in Zambia and Zimbabwe. A massive numbers of people infected and dying unnecessarily in an unnecessary epidemic. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 1-800-259-5791. Mr. Burns, do you have any sort of a website or information available so that people would like to get hold of you, they can?
No, I had a website established on the Internet where I was putting all the documentation that I could in support of Dr. Davis's development. And once Dr. Davis passed, I didn't know who was who out there, and I wasn't sure whether, you know, anyone that said that they were interested in bringing this development to the masses was actually sincere about doing it, or were they just interested in personal profit and gain. So I closed down my website, and I don't have a means of people getting in touch with me.
Well, I commend you for what you're doing and for coming on the radio with us, and I hope we can get you onto our other networks as well, because I think that people have to understand that there really have been effective treatments which have been suppressed, and I think that most people would share your initial feeling that couldn't be true. And yet, of course, I believe it is true, having had similar experiences, perhaps from a different point of view, having to do with the prevention of the disease, and yours was in the treatment. But there have been effective efforts, not only to block efforts to block the spread of the disease, but to block effective treatments. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Do you have a question? Do you have a comment? Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think there is no AIDS epidemic. Maybe you think that Dr. Duesberg and his followers are correct. And I will tell you that they're very, very convincing. It takes quite a bit of time to figure out why what they say with such ardor and such conviction just is not true. Well, there is a little bit of truth in what they say, but mixing truth with falsehood certainly is very, very effective means of confusing the masses, and I'll tell you that an awful lot of people are confused out there. Well, what's the next step, Mr. Burns? What do you plan to do next?
At this point, my hands are tied because I really don't know, you know, who's actually has a humanitarian reason for bringing this to the masses. I believe that when it does, in fact, I believe it's going to come out one day. It's just, I don't know when it's going to come out. I believe that when it does come out, it's going to be a watered-down version whereby the person will have to continuously take these injections or these pills in order to maintain a good quality of life, as opposed to, you know, it giving them a zero viral load and helping them have an immune system.
All right, fine. What do you think then that somebody's going to get hold of this and get a commercial a license on it then, and then be able to use it over and over again, or insist people take treatment over and over again?
I think that whoever tries to do this, whatever organization tries to do this, I think that they're going to face tremendous obstacles, and I think that, you know, it may in fact be that whoever does get clinical trials sanctioned for this will have to do it under the auspices of anything other than for the AIDS virus, and that's sad.
All right. Now, is there anybody else who's doing anything similar to what Dr. Davis was doing? In other words, injecting animals and trying to create some sort of antibiotics for the antibodies for the disease?
As far as I know, there was a company in, I think it's Venezuela or somewhere, that was trying to copycat what Dr. Davis was doing. But whenever you talk to someone, they'll tell you that they've never seen Dr. Davis's protocol, nor has Dr. Davis seen their protocol. You know, but in some way, some form or fashion, they were associated at one time with Dr. Davis. And you can go on the internet and look up Google Goat Serum, and you can find a lot of people that have been involved with this, and a lot of people that say that they have a treatment, they have a cure. But you find so many hoaxes on the internet that it just compounds the effort in trying to bring this to reality.
Well, is there anybody actually, you know, who's using a similar treatment in any place in the world today?
Not that I know of.
How did Dr. Davis, you know, fund what he was doing? Because it's expensive to travel around the world. It's expensive to develop the serum. Did he have any financial help, or was he doing all of this with his own funding?
I think Dr. Davis was getting funding from various organizations in the countries that he was going to develop this serum and to treat patients. You know, Dr. Davis had always been the premise that he wanted to bring this to the masses, and he didn't want anyone to pay one penny to be treated. But somebody has to produce this serum, somebody has to make it, and, you know, where is that money going to come from?
It's very interesting. In South Africa recently, the Minister of Health, who was very, very concerned about the AIDS epidemic there, because about 25% of the adult population is infected, and it's just decimating the black population. And, of course, the president of South Africa, a man named Mbeki, who was actually sent from London to become the president to replace Nelson Mandela. Mbeki was part of the Gorbachev group. He was on the board of directors of the State of the World Forum. Gorbachev State of the World Forum was there, you know, in the 1995 international meeting. Mbeki, now, of course, president of South Africa. And he says there is no AIDS epidemic. It's not spread by sexually transmitted diseases. And he recently fired his Minister of Health. And, of course, many people think the minister was fired because he wanted to stop the epidemic. And people say, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would you find a fire somebody want to make to stop the disease? But when you understand the big picture, when somebody points it out, and then you can begin to connect the dots, why the implications really are frightening. There really are people who believe in worldwide genocide. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But we only have to look back during the period of the Second World War, the position of the Nazis, their SS troops, and, of course, the Gestapo, and they were all in favor of genocide. They killed 12 million people besides the Jews and tortured so many to death. And And what is even more incredible is that after the Second World War, so many of the most bloodthirsty and ruthless Nazis, people like Adolf Eichmann and Klaus Barbie and Martin Bormann and Dr. Mengele and not 10,000 others were helped to escape to South America by the Central Intelligence Agency, MI6, and, of course, a certain dark element within the Vatican. In a process known as the Rat Line, you can look it up on the Internet, and I'm not suggesting that the Catholic Church official policy any more than I think it was the official policy of our government, but there was a group within the CIA and the MI6 that took the Nazis to South America under something known as Operation Paperclip or the Rat Line and brought several thousand others to America, where they continued to working on their bizarre diseases and, means of mass population extinction. Right here in America, Operation Paperclip. Look it up. Find if it's true. We have a book called The Medusa File that goes into that, a 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip. Understand these things are not imaginary. They're very real. We actually have a 2020 program where they track this whole incredible story of the Nazis who were helped to escape. But we can't let the American people know that. Oh, no, they were all tried at Nuremberg, weren't they? And they even executed a couple of them. Or at least we're told they executed a couple of them. But we really don't know much of anything other than what we read in the newspapers. Well, certainly, Mr. Burns, have you had an opportunity to do any speaking engagements at all on this subject? Or is there any support for you and your effort to get Dr. Davis's treatment, rejuvenated or utilized?
I've spoke at several churches in my area here, back in Northern Virginia, about the AIDS virus. And everywhere that I speak, you've got your naysayers. And I went to this one church to speak to them, because the church had a large percentage of their congregation that was infected by the AIDS virus, and I thought I was only going to be there for 30 minutes, and I was there for 2.5 hours talking to the people. But you see these people that are infected and suffering from this disease, and you want so much to help them, but yet you feel so helpless.
I know. I spent 10 years trying to get an effective public health policy. I eventually was able to get the doctors of the state of California, the House of Delegates, to back an effective public health policy, and then the leaders of organized medicine refused to carry out that public health policy and continued to block to this very day effective public health policy, although some of the things we've suggested were eventually adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and are accepted. 20 years later, almost 500,000 people dead, totally unnecessarily. I wrote a book, actually. It was called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We would get it listed under books in print. Somebody would come and get it removed. We'd get it put back on books in print, and somebody would come and get it removed. They don't want the American people to know the truth. But we still have the book. It's still available. It's still the best book on the public health issues surrounding this unnecessary epidemic. The title, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack. Americans are dying in America unnecessarily as a direct result of the policies of the Centers for Disease Control and public health authorities across our nation. Although I will say that, 20 years later, they finally came around and accepted many of the things we'd tried to get implemented in 1986. And if they were right today, weren't they? Why did they wait 20 years? Or was it simply because they wanted as many people as possible to get the disease, and about, oh, at least 40,000 people become infected with this terrible disease every year here in America, unnecessarily? Well, Mr. Burns, I really appreciate you coming on with us, and what's the thought you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
If I had to leave a thought with the listeners, I would tell them to, you know, start banging the doors of your representatives that are in Congress and the Senate, and try to make someone realize that there is an effective treatment out here for this AIDS virus, so that somebody can get this out to the masses that actually need it. I've come a long way myself. I used to be one that thought, well, you know, the only people that got AIDS were homosexuals, and I thought, like a lot of Southern people, that they deserve what they got. But I've come a long way since then, and I now believe that nobody deserves to suffer from this disease, irregardless of how they contracted it. And I just thank you for having me on the program.
Well, thank you. I will try to give you a call. If I don't give you a call, you give me a call, and we'll get you on our early morning program and our late evening program, because it's an issue which we should never allow to rest. We should never allow to die. And I just hope that at least some of the people who hear our conversation will begin to understand that this is an unnecessary epidemic. There are public health measures that could be taken. There are treatments that could have been implemented. And every effort has been made to prevent that. And we have to ask ourselves, why? God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I hope our listeners out there enjoyed our conversation with Mr. Burns. I think he's a very courageous man, and somebody had told me about Dr. Davis. We tracked down the information on him, and eventually we were able to get in touch with Mr. Burns. He's still there, trying, of course, to get the truth out. How many millions have already died unnecessarily, and how many hundreds of millions will eventually die of this unnecessary epidemic? What are you going to do? Well, understand it's part of a much bigger program. It's called population control. What a wonderful vehicle of killing hundreds of millions of people throughout the world.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you've never read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, let me suggest it's really a pretty good book. And we hope many of you out there may give serious consideration to getting it. I think it's the classic book on the public health issues surrounding the AIDS epidemic. And then, of course, we carry the book, Emerging Viruses, and then getting a little bit more sophisticated, Project Daylily, Garth Nicholson's book about what happened when, of course, he got too close to this government project to create these terrible, terrible new diseases that are killing so many people throughout the world today. Well, that's Project Daylily, Emerging Viruses, and AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get my video. It's called Nundare Called Genocide, or certainly a much more extensive version of that called Planned Population Reduction. That's available in DVD, Planned Population Reduction. And certainly if you want to get the four tape set on the new Order of the Barbarians, you'll hear the talk, you'll hear a discussion, the talk given by Richard Day, who is the medical director of Planned Parenthood. He talked about creating new diseases. If you want the complete text of Dr. David MacArthur's tape, pardon me, talk, testimony, before the House Appropriations Committee. Now, we sent you one or two pages of that, but if you want the complete text, which we have, why, that can be ordered from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have National Security Study Memorandum 200 that goes into the background of our official government policy, population control. We have a video on population control, a four-tape set on population control, which goes into the background of why AIDS, pardon me, why DDT was banned, and it was simply because it was saving so many lives from malaria. We've killed about 100 million people over the last 33 or 34 years since we banned DDT, and now they've decided, oh, shucks, it's really not so bad. We're going to allow them to begin spraying it again in Africa to cut back on the malaria. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they've killed intentionally, knowingly, purposely, almost 100 million people. And where's the outcry? If you haven't yet seen my pamphlet on the population control agenda, it's available on my website for nothing at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Understand, we're up against organized evil. When you understand that, everything begins to make sense. If you're looking for a logical explanation, it doesn't. But the logic is there really are evil and wicked people out here. That's why you need, of course, to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness, the excellent DVD, on an award-winning DVD on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, the award-winning DVD Riddles in Stone, the DVDs the Atlantis connection, the emergence, talking about the new world eater, that's Constance Cumby. I remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our program. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us get this information out and helping us continue this radio network that we have and hopefully one day be able to expand it to other networks and other stations. We ask you to certainly pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here at Genesis.
If you're like me, then you're probably coming out of a busy holiday season that involved eating a lot of food. But here's an alarming fact. Some of the food that you had days ago can still be sitting inside your body. It can make you feel tired. It can even cause you to look and feel bloated. You need to get rid of it. Here's a free New Year's resolution for you. Try the Aloe Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently flushes your digestive system and cleans out your colon and body. What does this mean? It means you stay regular. It means that you get rid of all the stuff that's just sitting inside your system weighing you down. And when your body is clear of these impurities, you absorb more nutrients from the food you eat and you feel, simply put, incredible. Want to try Aloe Cleanse for free? Call 1-800-890-3525. Just pay a small price for shipping and handling. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
You are listening to GCN.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. We have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. Well, our guest this afternoon, I'm hoping, will be Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and I'm going to ask my producer to keep trying to get him, because I talked to him just a couple of hours ago, and he told me he was going to be available for the program, so we can just keep calling, and maybe he was indisposed for the time being. So if our producer will just try him a few more times. In the meantime, we wanted to go into the background of what Dr. Cuddy was going to talk about. He was going to talk about the Atlantic Union. Now, what is the Atlantic Union? Well, it's an idea that's been around for 75 years or more. The idea, of course, of uniting Europe and the United States as one of the initial steps towards uniting the world into this one world government. You see, there has been, going back to the time of ancient Nimrod and the Temple of Babel, this idea to bring about a world government. And, of course, there have been many people who tried to conquer the world, whether it be Alexander the Great, whether it be Genghis Khan, whether it be the pharaohs, whether it be Nebuchadnezzar, and certainly in more modern times, why we have had a Napoleon, and we had certainly Hitler and Stalin and Chairman Mao. But, of course, there's nobody who's come closer to accomplishing that goal than a man named Cecil Rhodes, Cecil John Rhodes. And if you go to the Rhodes Memorial in South Africa, as I have, and stood there, you know, with the wind whistling through the pillars behind you off the Atlantic Ocean, and seeing this giant statue, a bust of Cecil Rhodes, and read the words emblazoned beneath, the immense and brooding spirit still, still quicken and control. Living he was the land, and dead his soul shall be her soul. Now to quicken is to come to life, and Cecil Rhodes has been dead since 1902. But his spirit still lives on in the hearts of the Rhodes Scholars, the people within the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front organization for the Roundtable, which was organized as the front organization for the various branches of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to unite the world. And one of the first steps initially was the Atlantic Union. Now, the people of the world don't want a world government. They don't want an Atlantic Union. They want to be free. But you see, the ruling elite has a different outlook on the world. They know what's best for us common people, just as the feudal lords knew what was best for the common people in ages past. And their purpose is to create a world feudal society under their control. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, fine. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Cuddy, why, certainly he was worked in the Reagan administration in the Department of Education. Dr. Cuddy has taught at the university level, testified before Congress. He's a prolific writer. You'll find his articles listed on News with Views, and you'll find them almost every week. That's newswithviews.com. I suggest you get those articles and you pull them down and put them into a loose leaf folder and you use them. And the documentation there is an excellent source of information you won't find elsewhere. Well, we'll be back as soon as we get through this break with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Kennedy is simply pointing out that at one time, while we were a sovereign nation, but that is no longer the truth, and certainly if something happens to the economy in Europe, it will have an effect on the American economy, just as if something happens to the American economy, it will have something, an impact on the European economy, indeed the whole world, because we are no longer a sovereign nation. The globalists have moved us into a global economy. They've established a world army, a world bank, an international monetary fund, an international police force, Interpol. They have their world parliament, that's the United Nations General Assembly. They have their world court, they have Sydney there. Their world leader, who of course the Secretary General. All of these are stepping stones towards the establishment of the world government, which has always been the dream. And people say, what's wrong with that? Well, of course, what happens if you have an Adolf Hitler in charge of that? You say, well, that would never happen. And I'd say, why not? If God is just, don't you think he's going to bring judgment on this world? Please pick up the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure. Since you mentioned an international, the IMF and the World Bank and so on, last week I referred to a couple of Council on Foreign Relations journals called Foreign Affairs articles very recently within the last two, 3 months. Where they're talking, and whenever the CFR publishes something, you can pretty well put your money on the fact that that's where they're heading in the near future. And this article was describing how global financial instability has sparked this surge of monetary nationalism, and the article thought that was very bad because they say globalization and monetary nationalism are a dangerous combination, and we really needed these multinational currencies and so on. The thrust of what you were saying, Dr. Stan, about Cecil Rhodes and this plan for world government is to integrate all of these economies within regional arrangements and then link them up together to form this global economy, which has to be managed by a world socialist government. That's a synthesis of Western capitalism and Eastern communism into a world socialist government. And last week I was describing how you would get the communist part of that thesis or antithesis to do it is, I said, this has been going on for a long time. And I quoted from the 1936 Communist International, where they're saying, socialize the economies of all nations and bring about a world union of socialist states. And they would do that by linking regional unions into this world union. And so the communists for a long time have been perfectly willing to do this. This was the Communist International talking about socializing into these socialized nations and socialist states. In terms of the U.S., I referred to the head of the Communist Party of the USA, Earl Browder's quote in the Pittsburgh Press back about 40 years ago, where he was saying America is getting socialism on the installment plan through the programs of the welfare state, and the quote goes on. But anyway, the point is, already 40 years ago, we were proceeding down that road towards socialism in the U.S. So,
was he the one who said that we have more socialism right in the United States than they have in Russia?
The entire quote was, America's getting socialism on the installment plan through the programs of the welfare state. There is more real socialism in the United States today than there is in the Soviet Union. Americans may not be willing to vote for a program under the name of socialism, but put it under another label, whether liberal, Republican, or Democrat, and they're by and large in favor of the idea. We have a large and growing degree of what 50 years ago would have been recognized as socialism, end quote.
And of course, what they do, they got their Social Security, the pensions for the aged in, with the crisis during the 1930s.
Yeah, always a crisis.
Always a crisis. And then, of course, we had to have the Vietnam War as a great diversion, as we brought in Medicare, as we brought in all these other socialist welfare programs to make everybody dependent upon the centralized government of then, of course, under the Bush administration, we had to get our boys fighting for democracy overseas so we could get in the No Child Left Behind federal control of education, so we could get the Medicare drug bill through. So you have to have a crisis of war or something to get those people's attention off of what they're doing at home. As step by step, we move from freedom towards feudalism and fascism.
That's right. And what I said at the first of the program was I'm going to digress from the article briefly, picking up on what we were discussing last time, which was when we had a discussion last week with this audience. We had sort of a sidebar that got into the how. We started off by saying, well, we know what they're doing, we know why, but oftentimes the how is ignored. And so I wanted to pick up just on a couple more things. One of the parts we mentioned were family cohesion, the cohesiveness of the family, the values people were being moved around. It used to be the family 50 years ago would sit down to dinner together. Now, you know, oftentimes families are dispersed. Johnny's at a ball game. You know, father's doing something outside with carpentry. Janie is seeing her girlfriends. And, you know, mother's putting together a sandwich for the baby or something like that. And so the cohesion of the family has been broken down deliberately. I quoted some of the rock musicians, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Mothers of Invention, saying how they were deliberately doing that, creating a generation gap that was part of their revolutionary procedure. And so I had actually at that time gotten to the point where I was talking about the cohesion. You have greater numbers of divorce and relations outside of marriage. And what I was about to do, and I'll do that now, is in June 7th of 1969, Carl Rogers, who this often is psychological, this breaking down of the cohesion of the family is psychological. And on June 7th of 1969, Carl Rogers delivered a graduation address at Sonoma State College.
Now, he was one of the world's leading psychologists, he and Maslow, and one or two others. Rogers and Maslow, though, were these were sort of transformational psychologists. They were going to use psychology to transform the world.
Unfortunately, they did. Rogers at this address stated that, quote, "The man of the future will be living his transient life mostly in temporary relationships. He must be able to establish closeness quickly. He must be able to leave the close relationships behind without excessive conflict or mourning," end quote. Now, that's deliberate. That's what they're doing psychologically at that time to the nation. Think about that. They want people into and then out of relationships very quickly. Lots of change. No close relationships, familial, marital, whatever. And that's by design. I mean, it seems like a very straightforward quote, but when you look at it and analyze it carefully, that's a powerful quote about how to change an entire society.
I had the opportunity of working very closely and interviewing on a number of occasions a man who worked very closely with Carl Rogers. He talked about certainly when they went into an organization made of nuns in Southern California. It was a cloistered order of the Catholic Church. And after they'd introduced their ideas into that group, why, most of them broke their vows, most of them became lesbians. How would you do that with people who are dedicated to the Lord, given their Lord their life to the Lord? Why, very simply, they used these psychological techniques. They totally destroyed that organization. They knew exactly what they were doing. And as I say, so many of the people either became witches or they became lesbians, and the whole order was destroyed. Carl Rogers was a brilliant individual.
Unfortunately. And I want you to pay particular attention to that date. It was the graduation, June 7th of 1969. And the reason that's important is a little later in this article I'll mention, we may as well skip on to it now, what you would say is about 3 months earlier, just 3 months earlier. Now, you know, think about that. You had Dr. Richard Day, who had been former medical director of Planned Parenthood, and he was giving a speech in Pittsburgh to pediatric doctors. And this was on March 20th of 69, okay? Now, that's just 3 months earlier. And in this speech, he was saying, and this was all recorded in notes by Dr. Richard Dunnigan, but Dr. Richard Day is delivering this address. And he said that people would be conditioned to accept change for change's sake, constantly seeking something new and different. Dr. Day said people would come to accept more sex education, sex outside of marriage, homosexuality, abortion, divorce, and euthanasia, taking what he called a demise pill, end quote. And this is all part of population control in all of its aspects, according to Dr. Day. And he said the system was now in place. It could not be stopped. He further revealed in this speech that elected officials really were not in charge, but rather others behind the scenes. And he explained that certain other things could be expected to come about. He said students would go to school longer but learn less. Heavy industry would move overseas. The U.S. would become more of a service nation. Sex and violence would become more commonplace in entertainment. He also, at that point, actually specifically mentioned the terms video games and the term VCR, which were practically unheard of at the time. He said nationalism would become less important and people would become, quote, citizens of the world, quote. He said there would be a new world religion with no dogma or doctrine, but rather it would be based on what makes people feel good. And finally, he said there'd be an increase in terrorism, and Americans would relinquish their freedoms for security. Does any of this sound familiar?
In fact, we actually have the four tapes up where you'll actually hear this all discussed by Dr. Dunnigan. It's called the New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, and we even have the transcript of Dr. Dunnigan's interviews. They're available from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. The New Order of the Barbarians. The one thing he said in addition was, we're going to pay the athletes a ridiculous salaries. And but I see people getting $40 or $50 million for a 5-year contract to throw a baseball. I guess maybe he was right. He also said, of course, that Japanese cars would be made a lot better than American cars. How did he know in 69?
Ted Anders from Midas, November 6, 2007. Gold, 823.80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $848.44, 418.10 for half, 209.05 for quarter. That's $848.44, 418.10, and 209.05. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
And off-the-record talk with General Dwight Eisenhower, and we'll pick up after the break.
Come right back then. Dr. Cuddy is basically talking about a man named Clarence Strait, who some 71 years ago wrote a book called Union Now. And then, of course, Strait has a talk with Dwight Eisenhower and puts forward this idea we have to unite Great Britain and the United States. And, of course, this whole idea to reunite, of course, these two countries that have been broken apart by the American Revolutionary War. And this is always the dream. In fact, if you read Cecil Rhodes' Confession of Faith, which, incidentally, we will provide for anyone free of charge, written back in 1875, he talked about creating a secret society to unite the world and to bring the United States back under the control of the throne. So go ahead, pick the story up.
Okay, and so after the 71 years, a bit of time goes by, Second World War, and then in 1951, Strait, he's a Rhodes Scholar, has this off-the-record talk with General Dwight Eisenhower, who expressed his support for a political union in the Atlantic. Now remember, this is a political union. This isn't some little trade relationship. So once these people, the Rhodes Scholars, part of Cecil Rhodes' plan, check out these powerful people, or potentially powerful people, this was in 51, before I became president, Eisenhower therefore passes their test. He's a willing individual who will go along with this. And so he is elected president the next year in 52, becomes president in 53, and he's there for two terms. And at the end of the term, in September 9th of 1960, he actually signed Senate Joint Resolution 170 promoting the concept of a federal Atlantic Union. Now remember, a federal, that's not a confederation where you have independent states joined together in certain limited areas, you know, for defense or whatever. This is a federal Atlantic Union, just like our federal government today here, except that it now includes all the nations of the of Europe. Now after this, after the 1960, there was something called the Atlantic Union Committee. And it had a treasurer, Elmo Roper, and he delivered an address titled, quote, "The Goal is Government of All the World." Remember, it's not just this Atlantic Union. That's one stage. That's your regional arrangement, and then you link it up with these others. So here he is admitting it, Roper, as in the Roper poll. "The goal is government of all the world," in which he declared, quote, "For it becomes clear that the first step toward world government cannot be completed until we have advanced on the four fronts, the economic, the military, the political, and the social. Now understand that. This is total. This isn't just some trade relationship. It involves military, political, social as well. A couple of years later, July 4th of 1962, President John Kennedy delivered an address calling for a, quote, declaration of interdependence with a, quote, partnership, quote, of the Atlantic nations with federal institutions between the U.S. and Europe. In his column right after that, about a week after that, July 11th of 1962, you had the New York Times editorial page columnist, James Reston, longtime writer for the New York Times, who's also a CFR member. He said about that speech that Kennedy made, he said it, quote, virtually proposed to repeal the Declaration of Independence, yet very little happened. Here in Washington, not a whisper of protest from a single national leader, end quote, period. Now remember, this is 1962, when we're still supposed to be, you know, very nationalistic, pride in the country, patriotic, and here, not a peep. Not a peep in what James Reston, CFR member, says is a proposal to repeal our Declaration of Independence. So here you have another one of these, what I've called psychological probes. You'll find a little speech here, a little economic initiative there, testing the waters, seeing what they can get by with, whether the public will be too aroused or not. This is typical of how they proceed, and here we are about over 45 years ago, and already there's silence about this, what he calls the repeal of the Declaration of Independence. All right, 4 years later, in 1966, they're continuing. You have another Senate resolution, 128, introduced concerning this Atlantic Union. And on March 2 of that year, Governor Nelson Rockefeller gave it his support. And a little bit later, September 1, Richard Nixon, who will be president, not at this time, but he will be president, he wrote about this. See, this is showing his bona fides, his credentials, how he will be acceptable to these people. I hear the music. We'll get the quote afterwards.
All right, fine. Well, I guess, of course, is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. There is a plan. It is a plan to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and replace us into this one world government. In fact, this is largely funded by your tax money. And, of course, it is coordinated by a group of powerful people whose headquarters are at 5868 Street there in New York City. I've been there many times. I've subscribed to their publications for 45 years. I read them regularly. What they want to do is destroy America and replace it with a feudalistic fascist society.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Lyons, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG. Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing.
Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number or VIN number on the title and on the car itself don't match, and the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose, and keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot filth can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking about how President Reagan, before he was the president, told all of his conservative supporters that he would never, never have George Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president. He also promised that he would never follow the pattern of Jimmy Carter and put the members of this very small little group known as the Trial Alpha Commission into his government, because, of course, when Jimmy Carter became president, I think there were about 50 members of the Trial Alpha Commission, 55 American members of the Trial Alpha Commission, this small little cabal led by Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller. And yet, of course, when Carter was in the White House, of the 55 members of the Trial Alpha Commission, the American branch, 18 of them were in key positions of the Carter administration, and Ronald Reagan was asked, what do you think about that? And he said, well, I certainly would never do the same thing. And then, of course, you know, so he promised everybody that he would not accept George Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president, because George Herbert Walker Bush was a member of Skull and Bones, which is a secret occult organization. George Herbert Walker Bush was been the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and many people believed that, because he was involved in drug trafficking. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a member of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a founding member of the Trial Alpha Commission. He was a member of the Bilderbergers. He was a member of the elite. And Ronald Reagan, you know, promised that was the one man he would never, never select to be his vice president. And then Dr. Cuddy was simply telling that on that night during the Republican convention, after Ronald Reagan had won the convention, and now he's going to announce who his vice presidential candidate is going to be, and he gets up before the audience there, all these people who trusted him and knew he was a conservative and never would betray them, and announced that George Herbert Walker Bush would become the vice president. And then the camera shifted over to George Herbert Walker Bush. And what did you see, Dr. Cuddy?
Well, he had that sort of smirky, sly grin on his face, and he was rubbing his two hands together like, you know, the villain in the old silent films does. I could actually sort of hear him chortling to himself. And what had happened, of course, was between that announcement of Reagan being the nominee and then the later naming of George Herbert Walker Bush, Reagan had a little visit by Henry Kissinger. And the scoop on that is Kissinger basically read him the riot act, you know, you will do this, or, you know, you will be tarnished in the press and so forth, and you'll never become president anyway, and so forth and so on. But these people really can't be believed. I remember with Carter. Carter had made a similar, you know, announcement. He Hamilton Jordan, his chief of staff to be and chief during the campaigns, was asked one time, he says, well, how will you know if you've succeeded, you know, in changing things? And Jordan said, well, you know, if you see President Carter appointing a lot of CFR members and trilateralists, you'll know that we failed. And then he turned right around and did. And later somebody asked Jordan about that. His name is spelled like Jordan, but he said Jordan. He said, well, yeah, that's the way things go. And he was right. You know, that's the way things go in Washington.
And we should point out, the Trial Commission has controlled the presidency You know, ever since 1976, when Jimmy Carter became the president, Jimmy Carter came from the Trial Auditor Commission, and then, of course, when Ronald Reagan got in, the man who ran the government was George Herbert Walker Bush, member of the Trial Auditor Commission, and he was there, of course, for eight years with Reagan, and then became president himself, and then was replaced by member of the Trial Auditor Commission, Bill Clinton, and then Bill Clinton was replaced by George W. Bush, who's picked as his vice president Dick Cheney, who comes from the Trial Auditor Commission. So the Trial Auditor Commission, which has never had more than 120, 130 American members, has controlled the presidency of the United States consistently since 1976. And it doesn't matter whether we vote for the Republicans or the Democrats. They always are in control. And if you go back and read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and I believe it's about page 280, although you might correct me on that. But of course, Barry Goldwater said the purpose of the Trial Auditor Commission is to take control, the multinational control of the commercial and financial interests. And he's speaking, of course, of the world, multinational interests, the financial and commercial, by first seizing control of the American government. And I suggest you, if you don't have a copy of the With No Apologies by Barry Goldwater, he tried to tell us, these people have an agenda. You can go to my website and pull down some of my articles, just type in, Radio Liberty, Trial Auditor Commission. We give you the quotations from Barry Goldwater there. That's Radio Liberty, Trial Auditor Commission, and you'll find several references. Read them. Everything Barry Goldwater said is true. Their goal is to rule the world. Because, of course, what people don't understand is there's a powerful spiritual force behind the Trial Auditor Commission. And their goal not only to rule the world, but to bring about the New World Religion and the New World Leader. But go ahead and pick up the story there, Barry.
Okay. the point being that these people are always questioned in advance. It's like the Rhodes Scholar, Clarence Strait, questions Ike in advance. Ike gives the right answers. Okay, Ike becomes president. Kissinger has a little chat with Reagan. Reagan says, okay, I'll pick George Herbert Walker Bush. Okay, he's allowed to become president. Same thing with Richard Nixon regarding this Atlantic Union. Nixon loses to John F. Kennedy in 1960. People say, well, you know, that's it. Nixon's done. You know, he looks very sinister. His political career is over. He's a loser. And so that's the end of that. Well, guess again. September 1 of 1966, after that Senate Resolution 128 was introduced, Nixon writes, this is in 66, while LBJ is still the president. In 66, Nixon says, quote, it is fitting that the United States, the world's first truly federal government, should be a main force behind the effort to find a basis for a broad federation of free Atlantic nations, end quote. So here Nixon says the right thing. 3 years later, 1969, Congressman George Herbert Walker Bush, now remember he's a congressman back then in 69, on December 2, 1969, he introduces House Concurrent Resolution 460, which in part states, quote, whereas a joining together for such purposes of the democratic nations of the Atlantic community to create an Atlantic Union within the framework of the United Nations would reduce the cost of the common defense, provide a stable currency, a declaration that the goal of their peoples is to transform their present alliance into a federal union, period, end quote. Now remember, a federal union, that's a government, and it's not a confederation. There's nothing voluntary about it. If Congress here passes a law, it doesn't matter whether you and California don't like it. That's the federal law. So when you hear that word federal union, that is a joining together where you have virtually no independence. You can't just do your own thing anymore. You're no longer a sovereign nation anymore if you're part of a larger federal union.
And, of course, that's what it really is really all about. These people hate the Constitution, which they've sworn to uphold. They hate individual freedom. They hate the individual. They really want, of course, to have all control over the people, to provide for them the cradle to the grave, and to have us appreciate what the government provides for us. Why, they provide us with pensions. They provide us with medical care. They're looking after our personal needs. They're providing us with free drugs, and they're providing us with free education. And, of course, they're going to help all the people in this country away from freedom towards slavery. This is what it is. And so at the end, that old plantation, it was the plantation master that provided for the people from the cradle to the grave. And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And when these people talk about how much they care for the people, how it's up to the federal government to provide for the people, these people are traitors to our Constitution, because our Constitution limited the power of government so men could be free. And if you want to be free, you can't have a government that provides for you. If you want to have a government that provides for you, you cannot be free. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, so remember, Ike is asked in advance. He gives the right answer. He becomes president. You have Nixon saying the right things in 66. So in 68, he becomes president. Who succeeds him? Gerald Ford. In 1973, 4 years after George Herbert Walker Bush introduced that resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 460, 4 years later, 73, Gerald Ford supports a similar House of Representatives resolution. Once again, remember, they're talking about a federal union of the between the U.S. and Europe. Now, regarding that 1973 resolution, there were congressional hearings. There's usually hearings. And I'm not going to read a lot, but I'll just read this one testimony by this woman named Mrs. Lillian Williams. She was testifying about that last resolution, 1973, and she said, quote, "How would you explain to the mothers and fathers that their sons and daughters may be called upon to fight and die on some distant shore, not in defense of their homeland, but as policemen for a regional or world government? Once committed to a federal union, we are forever trapped, betraying the sacrifices made by all our honored war dead who gave to the last bitter drop that we might live free and independent. We must never betray them. They must not have died in vain," end quote.
And now we're sending our boys over to Iraq to fight for democracy in Iraq. And we're sending our people to Afghanistan to fight for democracy in Afghanistan. And the next war may very well involve our sons and daughters, who may very well soon be drafted to fight for freedom and democracy in Iran and through the whole Islamic world. We want them to have a democracy like we do, where we have the fixed voting machines. And, of course, you can program those voting machines to give you any results you want, just like they happened in Ohio. We're in one precinct, one of the most important precincts, 800 people in the precinct, 4,000 votes for George Bush. The explanation? Why, the voting machine had a hiccup. The voting machine had a hiccup. There are an awful lot of machines that had hiccups there in Ohio. But don't you worry, John Kerry wouldn't challenge that election, even though he had $15 million left over in the kitty, because he came from the same secret society that, that George Bush came from. They were both members few hundred members of Skull and Bones are living at this time. Two members from the same secret society are the two candidates in the United States in the year 2004. What statistically are the chances it could happen just by accident? Or maybe it wasn't by accident. Maybe it's all simply a scam to give the American people the idea that we're voting for the candidate of our choice. Or are we voting for the candidate of their choice? Go ahead.
Well, actually, that's what William Whitney, back in the late 1800s, his plan was. He was a Skull and Bones, and his plan was they would start contributing heavily to both political parties and then alternate power, so the stupid public thinks that they have a choice when it really doesn't. They control both candidates. And I remember, I think it was in Curtis Dahl's book about FDR, his father-in-law, where he was recounting how somebody had told him how Woodrow Wilson was led up the steps like a little puppy dog by, I think it was Bernard Baruch, to talk to the powers that be. And after they got, you know, finished going over with him what he was expected to do as he left, they sort of chuckled to themselves and said, okay, let's see how our other candidate's doing. And they met Teddy Roosevelt at the time. They were, you know, splitting the vote then, just like Ross Perot was splitting the vote with the Bush presidential race. So anyway, it's all planned like that. And so the next part of the article, my News with Views column, I ask, the attitude of Americans seems to be that they just don't care about these things. And that's why I titled it, Do Americans Care About Atlantic Union? And so I'm going now into a little bit of how this is evidenced. I say many talk show hosts try to inform people about the threats to our national sovereignty, saying if the people only knew that, and so forth. But most people don't want to know, unfortunately, today. They're really contented being, the quote is, fat, dumb, and happy. As long as you keep them fat, dumb, and happy, they're perfectly willing to go along with almost anything. They don't want to know about the 50 million babies violently killed by abortion. They don't want to know about the infrastructure falling apart, you know, our toll roads being sold to other companies. They don't want to know that American companies are now, many of them, foreign owned. They may still have the American brand name on them, but they're really, you know, 51% or so controlled overseas. They don't want to know that our bringing, quote, democracy to Iraq has resulted in the persecution of Christians there. About at least half of the Christians in Iraq have left. You know, under evil Saddam Hussein, and he was evil, they at least weren't persecuted. Now they're being persecuted, some of them tortured, killed, whatever.
I think about 70% of them, actually, they had, you know, about, there's only about 30% of the Christians who are still there. And they would leave if they had any place to go.
That's right. The Americans don't seem to want to know about the waste of our tax dollars in Iraq. I just give one example. They used the wrong fuel. The wrong fuel was put in $90 million turbines, thus ruined them. I mean, 90 million turbines gone, you know, because the wrong fuel was put in there. Americans don't seem to want to know that about this, the Iraqi parliament, which has just gone on a month-long vacation. Now, think of this. We're over there fighting and dying, right? Terrible stress, a lot of pain and suffering. And you know, everybody says, even the president says, yes, ultimately there has to be a political solution. And so what does the Iraqi parliament do? Well, they went on a month-long vacation. I mean, how does this happen? Even though our soldiers are dying there. The American people don't seem to want to know that NATO, including the U.S., I mentioned this in a previous article, literally armed and trained people who then assassinated innocent mayors and policemen in Serbia. I mean, that's how that started. NATO, that includes the U.S., armed and training assassins.
In fact, it was very interesting that within this last 2 weeks, it was announced that 190,000 automatic rifles and pistols had just suddenly, mysteriously disappeared over in Iraq. And the explanation was, oh, shucks, we have no idea how it happened. There just was no accountability. 190,000 automatic weapons and pistols. Check it out on the Internet. You can, you know, just type that into Google, and then another $12 billion just disappeared. And they have no idea where it went. I have a pretty good idea where it went. I think, of course, we're preparing the other side, the rest of the Muslim world, for the coming war with the Muslim world, the class of civilizations that these people are planning. But we always finance the best enemy money could buy. And just as we finance communism since its inception, we finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. We're financing Pakistan. It's financing the Taliban. It's killing our boys in Afghanistan today. It's like deja vu all over. How do we get the American people to think? How do we get them to care? Because if they don't care now, why, of course, who's going to be to care for them? When our currency collapses, we become a third world nation. And that's just the way we're headed at the present time. Our guest this evening, Dr. Dennis Getty. Go to newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Pull down his article in the Atlantic Union and read it. Understand, you are involved whether you want to be or not. Dennis, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And hang on there for just a minute.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. And, of course, we hope many of you will want to challenge everything you've heard. Now, certainly, Dr. Dennis Cuddy's written many, many books. Unfortunately, the publisher went out of print, and most of them are not available. We hope one of these days soon we're going to be able to get some of them back into print so you'll be able to get them. We do hope, however, that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and, of course, either the book or the DVD or both. You'll want to have my talk. It's called The Forbidden Secret, and it will tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years by the secret societies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. We hope you want to get the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, by Chris Pinto. It got the New York Film Festival Best Documentary of the Year last year. Chris's DVD this year, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, because the plan for America's domination of the world that has led us to the war in the Middle East was laid out hundreds of years ago, and all embedded in stone. So that is Riddles in Stone, certainly the DVD. The Atlantis Connection, by the producer of those two previous videos, the Atlantis Connection tells how for hundreds of years people have planned that America would be the new Atlantis and would lead the world into this new world order and new world religion. And there's a book that goes with that, if you want to. It's in a special file. We don't list it in our publication. But it's called The Secret Destiny of America. It's written by Manly P. Hall, the leading Satanist of the last century. Manly P. Hall's The Secret Destiny of America. And I suggest if you certainly want to get that along with some of the other information, certainly with the DVD, The Atlantis Connection, then you will understand what this is about. Certainly Constance Kembe's excellent DVD on the emergence about the coming world leader, and even at first suggesting who he is. A four-tape set we have with Constance Cumby, who's been researching this for 27, 28 years. And I have to admit I've learned so much from Constance through the years. And of course, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. Because behind all of these secret organizations are powerful spiritual forces that are in contact with the other dimension. If you have not yet read my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy that rules the world, why, you can certainly read it and get the references to the websites of the people from the other dimension. People are in contact with the other dimension. Remember, mediums and fortune tellers and clairvoyants and water witches and diviners and witches are all in contact with the other dimension. And it's not imaginary. It's really very real. We believe in the supernatural. If we're Christians, we believe that Christ was born of a virgin. We believe that he died and was resurrected. That's a supernatural event. Don't deny that supernatural doesn't exist if you say you're a Christian and maybe you're not a Christian. But understand that there is another dimension, and you better understand how it works. You need to get our four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which goes into Rhonda Byrne's program that has been certainly validated by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and by Ellen DeGeneres and by Jim Carrey and Jack Canfield. You know, how you can learn how to manipulate the universe with your mind. And how do you do that? Why, you get in touch with the other dimension. The secret that's been passed down through the years. In fact, her whole program is very, very similar to my talk, The Forbidden Secret. Only I tell you what it's really about. And she conceals what it's about unless you watch her film DVD frame by frame, and then you'll see the word Rosicrucian. For Rosicrucian, this is part of the Rosicrucian movement. And it's as ancient as the ancient Gnostics and Kabbalists and the Templars and the modern-day Masons. They are all, of course, have the same secret that you're never to know. Please understand we're involved.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food.